Hello, I'm Ruslan Nazarov, author A Model Podcast. Today I want to tell, as I start, the path to philosophy. Why did I not study the university to be a philosopher? As happened, I have become a freelance philosopher. It all started with soft books with a green cover. I didn't read philosophical books before 30th age all. But why did I buy those books about German classical philosophy? I barely remembered. The year before I began to read The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire by Edward Gibbon. I was amazed by this book. The book was with the red cover. The book title was made gold letters. Perhaps did I want it? Yet one book with gold letters. Perhaps. But I want to think everything was different. Gibbon's book pushed my interest in the science and reflections. This book put matters about reasons the fall of the Roman Empire. Yes, this is a historical matter, but this also philosophical matter. Probably, I wanted to know as causes and effect works. So, when I came to the bookstore, my shoes was quite predictable. Yes, I could buy books about history of Rome, but such books were rarity. How did I get Gibbon's books? Parents bought him from a friend, and he ordered Thought magazine. I lived in a small city where was only two bookstores. I bought a book on classical German philosophy in another city. My father was sent on a business trip and he took me with him. I remember the bookstore. This was an ordinary bookstore with ordinary bookshelves. So, no such bookshelves rarely. This was massive shelves in brown stained wood. The store was curved and resembled a letter L. At the entrance to the bookstore we were located bestsellers. If you thought philosophically books, it was needed delve deeper into the store, pass by the textbooks and Romance novels. I could come across a book on mathematics. I have to open it, read the table of contents, look in the middle. However, my goal is a bookshelf with books on philosophical. And so I stand in front of the shelf. Why did I not choose any other books? Now I remember that after Gibbon's books, parents bought me an encyclopedia about great philosophers. Maybe I found out Schopenhauer from this book. Never mind. Then, in the bookstore, I bought books on classical German philosophy. I began to read the book in the hotel, and I began with Schopenhauer. In the book was several works of Kant, Hegel, Fichte and Schelling. But then I was reading only Schopenhauer and Fichte. Basically Schopenhauer. But why? Because I was shocked by his own the fourfold root of the principle of sufficient reason. I wanted to comprehend how causes and effects work. Sufficient reasons was the answer to me. Of course, This was not the main idea of Schopenhauer. This was not even his idea. But this became a revelation for me. And this is irony. Now, I want to admit the causes and effect. I have written lectures on a model of reality in which any kind of relationship. But then, in 30s old, I thought the causes and effects is the greatest idea. The reasons were everywhere. I was carried away by the idea of causality so much that I constantly wrote in the notebook everything is necessary. Once I made such inscription on the CD disc. After that first book, I read much Schopenhauer. I learned about Schopenhauer, pessimism, and agreed with him. Many people still think that I am very gloomy and never happy. Why did I like the idea of causality and Schopenhauer philosophy? I was 13 years, of course. My life was not a tragedy, but I had some other different problems. For example, I was small. I was ridiculed because of my nationality. I was not popular. I had some problems with the family. The causality comes. Yes. I have problems, but my problems have the cause. The problems can explain. Yet, the causality removes responsibility. I will have even more problems, but it has the causes. I eliminate myself from the chain of cause and effects. I am only a spectator. Of course, such understanding of the causality is not exactly, but probably I comprehended the causality in this way then. Next few years I strive to reject these ideas. This will hard work. I will decide to be a philosopher. The result will be a model of reality, which can be found in the first episode of this podcast, link in the description. But all this will be another story, in which I will get acquainted with the books of Sartre and Chekhov and experience more than on crisis. More on this next time. Thanks for listening. You can ask me questions on the site ruslannazarov.com/contact. Bye.